Amen. Take your Bibles as you stand and go to Jeremiah in your Bible. Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 3. Tonight, I'm going to give the sermons right now have to be short, okay? And I know what some people are thinking.
Oh, pastors, you've been sick. Your sermon, and it's good. It just really touched.
But hush. That was a joke. I wish you'd have heard that. You know, because they're short. Ha ha. Okay. The Lord spoke to my heart this week and really dealt with me in a very powerful way. And I don't mean a spooky way, and ripped my face off, really convicted me. And I learned a lesson so helpful. And I had tonight's sermon all laid out, but tonight I'm going to give that lesson. And I'll tell you how I was boo-booing and doing wrong, and then God touched my heart about it and really changed my life. So that's the sermon tonight. But so Jeremiah chapter 3. Let's read verses 12 through 15. I'll read verse 12. You read verse 13 with me. And go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord. And I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord. And I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city, and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And let's pray together. Father, Lord, all is vain unless you help us to think soberly upon this. Please, Lord, help us as a church. Lord, we need to trust you and believe you so we can respond in a way that be pleasing. Please, help us this morning. Help me, help my mind, and Lord, please teach us and strengthen us. Amen. You can have a seat there and look at Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. It's my text verse for this morning. And God says here, it's a beautiful verse. It means a lot to me as a pastor. But he says, I will give you pastor. So a pastor that is provided to from the Lord will do what? Will feed you with knowledge and understanding. That does not mean that everything I say is inspired of God. This book is what's inspired of God. But God says, when I give you a pastor, one of the things he will do is teach you and try to give you understanding about Bible topics, life, Bible truths. And so God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I also will reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me. That's Hosea 4:6. So what destroys God's people is a lack of teaching. And I believe the harm comes when a pastor won't teach. I'm going to give one of my frustrations this morning. I don't know why more teaching isn't on what I'm getting ready to give you this morning. When Brother Ross was here, I said, hey, how are things in your church back in Texas? He said, most churches that I said, does any church you go to teach on COVID and stuff like that? Or they said, no, nobody's touching it. And he heard Brother Doggett and I talking. He says, you two are the most educated people I've ever heard talk about it. He said, I don't hear pastors teaching it. Any pastor I talk to, I say, hey, how are you handling the COVID stuff in your church? Oh, I just let the Lord deal with it. I'm hearing that all over. Nobody's touching it with a 10-foot pole because it's controversial, right? They're strong negative, strong positive. And so this morning, I'm going to teach on it what I've learned. You're free to disagree with me. But I feel like it's my duty as a pastor to try to give you knowledge and understanding concerning this topic. Why? So it doesn't. This topic, I told you before, has the potential of hurting our church. There are people screaming, they wear a mask, screaming at the unmasked people, you're murdering people, and you're... Then there are people that are unmasked, looking at the mask, going, and the division, it's only increasing. It's not decreasing. it in our church. When you read Philippians 4, when you read Romans 12:6, when you read Romans 12 verse 14, when you read Romans 15 verse 6, the same statement keeps coming up. Let's serve the Lord with the same mind, being like-minded. So when we come to church, when it comes to topics, if one is thinking one way, literally opposite, and opposite, I believe it's the pastor's job to help figure out, you know, where's the medium, and we can't have that kind of conflict in church. So that's why you say, why would you hit a topic like this? I don't hear anybody else teaching on it. And then I don't have time to give you all of my resources. If I did, we'd be here till tomorrow. I'm going to make some very strong statements. All I ask that you, why would I hurt our church? Okay, let me also, when we disagree, you know what gets us through the disagreement? Your trust in me that I won't hurt you. So if I say something that rubs you wrong or you disagree with, at least give me the benefit of the doubt that I won't. Maybe I am misled. Maybe everything I'm going to say this morning is totally off base. I don't think it is, obviously. But as I pictured this, and when I was in the hospital, and I said, I got to teach this. It got so heavy on my heart. But I pictured people getting upset and walking out. And I just thought, I hope, and you're free to walk out if you want to. Your relationship's between you and God, right? You do what God wants you to do. But I hope there's a trust there a little bit that says, okay, if I disagree with him, then maybe I need to research it. Amen? Maybe I need to look into it, or I haven't. Okay? Before you... You know what I mean? Okay, no more of him. So, I know that was an intro, kind of a big thing. Take your Bible and go to 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Let me give you one more selling point on listening to me this morning, okay? My first selling point was Jeremiah 3:15. If it's a pastor that is after God's heart, that God sent, he'll teach you and help you have understanding. And then when you read 1 Samuel chapter 9, verses 6 through 15, we don't have time this morning, but Saul is lost, and his helper says, there is in this town a man of God, all that he saith cometh surely to pass. Let's go ask him the way that we should go. And when you read verse 15, it says, God showed Samuel a day before Saul came. You say, okay, have you noticed, Brother Bernie's made the statement, through all this COVID stuff since last year, our church, it's not because of me, it's because of the Lord, has seemed to be ahead of the curve. We, and I thank the Lord for that. You say, what are you saying? 1 Samuel 9:15, I think, teaches as the man of God reads the Bible and walks with the Lord, God will give him insight and show him things. That, once again, does not mean everything I say this morning is unquestionable or infallible. I'm not trying to get you to not question me. I'm trying to say, when I doubt whether I should be preaching this or not, I think, well, maybe the Lord has given me some things that I need to give to the people. Do you understand? So that's my, I'm trying to, maybe I don't need to sell it to you. Maybe it's like, okay, preacher, get on with it, okay? Point one. Okay, one more thing. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1. Look at verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Verse 7 should be marked and I think memorized in your Bible. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Listen closely. Fear and hysteria are contagious. And that is all that is driving our society right now. If I ask somebody, why did you get the vaccine? So I don't get the COVID. Well, if you get the COVID, it'll kill you. Okay, so is the reason you got... I'm using the COVID shot. Is the reason you got the COVID shot fear? Okay, fear of death. Did you look at the CDC website? Did you see that those who have died from COVID only is still 0.04%, still the same as the flu? Oh, well, yeah, but 200,000 Americans have not died from COVID only. 10,000 have. 190,000 have died. This is on the John Stinkin' Hopkins website. And why they wouldn't change their numbers There's a lot of things I'm infuriated about, but 190,000 of them have died with over 2.5 other causes. And you do know, if you get in a car wreck and you test positive and you die, you test positive, they test you and you test positive for COVID, you know what you died of? You didn't die of the car wreck, you died of COVID. Heart attack, gunshot, pick anything else. Only 10,000 people have died so far from COVID only. You say, where's the stats on that? I can give you the sites. When you look at the Johns Hopkins, they're the one that declared only 6% of those who have tested positive have enough of the virus to be contagious. On their website. You know what, my friend in the military? Just so you know how corrupt the medical thing is getting, I have a friend. He has multiple sclerosis. He's Special Forces, Air Force. He works in Washington. He said, he called me 2 weeks ago. He said, pray for me. He said, I'm getting ready to lose my job. They gave me the deadline. As a government worker, I have to get the shot. I said, are you trying for an exemption? He said, I went to my, he's very crippled, okay, but he works for the government. He went to his specialty doctor for multiple sclerosis at Johns Hopkins. He said, my doctor just told me, he was told at Johns Hopkins, any doctor that gives an exemption because of allergies or death be fired. Even if they know you have an allergy that will react with a shot, even if they know the shot could kill you, they were told, every staff member at Johns Hopkins, that's a pretty big hospital, you give an exemption to this shot, you're fired. You are never allowed to give an exam. Okay, doesn't that sound weird to you? I thought I went to a doctor to help protect me physically. Okay, that just happened 2 weeks ago. The whole staff at Johns Hopkins. Now, nothing you do according to the Bible is supposed to be driven by fear. God won't lead you that way. And I'm watching some Christians make it. I love you. I pray for you. And watch this. If you aren't asking my opinion, I normally know how to keep my mouth shut. I just watch. But I'm watching a few people make decisions out of fear, and they really think what they're doing is spiritual. God won't lead you with fear. God says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. God says, I want to think with you. As you read the Bible, I don't drive you with emotion. That's the way the devil works. God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Now, laying a foundation for that, on the issue of SARS-CoV-2, as I begin this, you know COVID-19 has never been isolated. I had a doctor come in the room saying, you know you have COVID-19. COVID-19. She must have said it 3 times. I was like, okay, I got it the first time. And then I made the statement, I said, ma'am, you know COVID-19's never been isolated. Oh, you have COVID-19. I said, yeah, whatever. It's, you know what the name of the virus you get when you get sick now? It's called SARS-CoV, because it's not allowed to be isolated. It's patent. Doesn't that bother you? Do your own research on it if you're questioning. They've never isolated it because it's patent. Okay, next. When it comes to the virus, this might help us as a church. Did you know I've added up the people in our church who've had it? About half of our church has had it. It only lasts 5 days. On day 5, the virus dies. Okay? When you get the fever and stuff like that, you have to learn this. Because when you go to the hospital, like I did, and you have pneumonia, they say, oh, you have a viral infection. No doctor talks that way. They're talking that way because of the protocol they have to say. They cannot say anything else. When I asked the doctor, I said, well, can I have antibacterial treatment? We don't do that. You'll receive the remdesivir, or you'll receive nothing. There's only one thing. It's called protocol. If you ever want to do an interesting, scary study, look at who owns the medical system in the world. It's going to be tied to the World Health Organization, the CDC. Look at who you do your own study. It gets dark. Okay, the virus only lasts 5 days. You say, why would you tell us that as a church? Because when you find out somebody has it, or if you think you have it, you get it for 5 days and then the virus dies. The death of the virus and the byproducts is what can lead to the pneumonia, like I got, like Brother Butler got. Everybody does not get the pneumonia. That's why day 6, 7, 8, and 9 are the most dangerous times of the virus. You need to know that. Somebody called and Abby went and helped somebody. Oh, I've got COVID, and she had the diarrhea and the fever and stuff like that. It never went to the lungs. I said, let's learn to do this. You need to know that. Why would I teach us as a church this? Because I'm watching people Even which if you do this to me, I'm fine. But it's like, oh, you had COVID? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Did you shake my hand? You know, and they're, you know, where's Lysol? If somebody's had COVID, the only time they're contagious is when they have a fever. So don't black market somebody when you find out somebody in our church has had COVID. After day 5, the virus dies. Something else that would help us. We live with the virus now. It's not leaving. What have they been saying on CNN and MSNBC? We need to get rid of this virus and conquer it like chickenpox, measles, polio. Those do not have animal. It's not those are not chimera viruses. This infects animals and humans, and any of those viruses stay. We will live with this until Jesus comes. So you need to learn how to live with this virus. Number one, everybody has it. It's just not active, but you already have the virus in you. You do know that, right? Did you know you have over 80 trillion virus? Nobody knows how much that is. I saw that on a medical report. That's why when they nasal you, when they take the swab, and they do, we're going to test you. If they magnify it up, it's called cycle. They blow it up big enough, they'll find whatever virus that exists, because you have them all. We all have them all. And to diagnose somebody from a PCP test, oh, you tested positive. You've got COVID. The maker of the PCP test said that is, it just means you have the virus in your body. And can I tell you something? All of us do, and you always will have. That's why they told me at the hospital when I went there. They said, did you take a test? I said, no, I lost my taste and smell about 4 days ago. I said, I don't think I have the bubonic plague. The nurse didn't think it was funny at all. They said, you mean you didn't get a test? I said, no, I lost my taste and smell and I got a fever and I feel lousy. I said, I got it. So she goes, like this, comes back 15 minutes later, you have COVID. I said, I could have told you that without the test. She still didn't see any human. So it's goofy what's going on, watching what's going on. So that's what I think. Here we go. Let me teach you some more things about the virus. Are you ready? We live with the virus now, so you have to learn how to protect yourself against it. Where does the virus live? It lives in your nose, okay? Strep will go from your nose to your gut. That's why there's different treatments for it. But SARS-CoV-2 lives here. That means one of the best things you can do non-medically is do what? Take a pot, put it on the stove. My wife and I did this. You wait till the water boils. You put a towel over your head. You breathe the steam and it kills the virus. Because viruses cannot stand what? Heat. What do viruses thrive in? Cold, right? When is the flu season every year? What are we used to? November, December, January, and February, right? Because it's cold. Listen closely to what I'm going to say because it, once again, you can disagree. But all the doctors, and by the way, you say, where'd you get your information from? I only listen to doctors who've been fired for speaking out against it. If they're following hospital protocol, they're scared of losing their job, which I understand, but I don't listen to those doctors. I only listen to the doctors who are being fined and fired for what they're saying because they care enough, I think, to speak the truth. So if you say, where'd you get your information at? I only listen to doctors that have been fired, and they're all over the internet trying to get the word out. Okay, listen closely. How come this summer a respiratory virus spread like wildfire through America? It all spiked this summer. All the doctors are saying this, respiratory viruses don't spike in the summer. They never have. It's impossible. In other words, you can't get it through the air. You understand? Like you would the flu in flu season? All the doctors are starting to report, just like, have you ever heard of shedding? Before 2017, you could look up anything you wanted to on it. If you got a vaccine, you would shed that disease for about 2 days, okay? With this vaccine, if you get it, it is transferring COVID in a stronger way. Guess who is spreading the COVID in the summertime when it's impossible for a respiratory virus to circulate? The vaccine. Do you know how that goes against all thinking? Because if I get the vaccine, I won't get COVID. We're being lied to. Okay? Listen to these stats. Everybody's watching Israel right now because Israel has the highest population vaccinated per capita. So the whole world is watching Israel. 93% of those who were in the hospital with COVID had already gotten the vaccine. 93. I'm telling you, the vaccine doesn't. The vaccine, those who have been vaccinated. You know what? If somebody told me, Pastor, I have the flu, I'd say, if you have a fever, stay home, right? If somebody said, Pastor, I think I have COVID, I would say, well, then stay home. I know I did, okay? With what I've learned from the medical field, if somebody says, I just got the vaccine, I would say, you probably need to stay away from people for about 2, maybe even 5 days. I know that's where my family got it from. I'm absolutely positive. I know this is blowing some of your minds because we've all been taught, this is not a vaccine. This is an experimental genetic therapy that has never been used on us before. Never. Abby went out to eat with a friend from college. Hey, would you go out to eat with us? When they were sitting at the table, the girl said, oh, I just got vaccinated yesterday. Abby, that was a Saturday. Abby came home. She had the fish. She got it. My wife got it on a Monday, and I got it on a Tuesday. I'm absolutely positive. No, the vaccinated are spreading it summertime, okay? I think that would be helpful to know. Now, let's move on with a few more things. What is the virus and where does it come from? SARS-CoV-2 comes from 2005. Fauci, since 1978, has been messing with and forming mRNA viruses like HIV. You know, when HIV came out, I was a teenager, and here's what they said. It comes from Africa. It comes from Africa. And then they said, it comes from monkeys. So if you don't want HIV, don't monkey around. Well, that was the statement. Right? Comes from monkeys, and that's what we've been taught. No, it's a chimera virus that takes human and monkey DNA and mixes it animal and human so it's no longer animal or human. Fauci has been doing that since the 70s. Then Ebola, then he took SARS from 2005, took three chimera viruses, melded them, gave it an HIV delivery system, which is why if you got a true vaccine, you cannot give blood, you cannot give, unless you're in California, because of the HIV presence in the vaccine. You can no longer give blood. If you doubt that, test it. See, they're not telling you that. That's because it has an HIV delivery system, so they put it, at any rate. If I say anything, I'm amazed at how much research people aren't doing. This is what we live with. This is what's changing our society. Take masks, for an instance. Why does a doctor wear a mask? Well, so he doesn't get sick. No. Everybody in the operating room wears the mask so that they don't infect the person that they're operating on. But if you wear a mask to not get sick, I'd like you to think of a virus being... Think of an airsoft BB being shot through a fence. One of those square fences, chain link fence. The mask stops viruses. That's probably the best illustration. A virus goes right through that mask. Unless you've got containers on and what do they call those? Yeah, mop four gear. And you've got, And I've already told you, you already have the virus in you. All of us do. It's just not infecting you, right? It's not multiplying. That's important to know. I watch people wear masks outside. Well, what is it? We were soul winning last week or 2 weeks or something like that. No, it was before I went to the hospital. And I can't remember who I was with, but we knocked on the door. Person, this has never happened before. Person opened the door. No mask, bye. I said, one more reason to go to hell. One more reason. We walk back to the car and we move on. Living in our society is changing. You need to know medically what's going on. How about this? This virus is a weaponized virus developed by Fauci in 2010 in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, at Fort Detrick, which has the only DSL-4 lab that America has. You know what DSL-4 labs do, right? They weaponize viruses. It's the only one in America. When Fauci could not weaponize it, he sent it to China in 2014, and we paid $150 billion to weaponize for Wuhan to do it. Where's the virus come from? We already know where it comes from. The people that were sending it over there, one of them's already in jail. 2020 went in jail last year. Where'd it come from? It's distraction garbage. We paid for it. It started in America. And our government paid for it, and Wuhan developed it. So here we go. As I'm sitting in the hospital, I'm thinking, I'm sick because my government designed a virus, weaponized it to be highly contagious and to kill its own people, and nobody's going. Fauci isn't even close to, not even close. We paid for it. My government developed a virus to kill its. How about this? Giving you a way of viewing it, okay? We've been told that we'll eventually get rid of this. The virus just doesn't have the Delta variant. Doctors all over the world, they're saying, well, the Delta variant, now is coming the Lambda variant. And, you know, they're coming up with all these Greek letters. There's more variants than letters in the Greek alphabet. Right now, the present, do you know how many variants there are to this SARS-CoV-2? There's over 186 variants. The doctor in Tripoli and the world infectionists are saying the vaccine is going to, it's called pushing the virus with its ability to change. It's going to make the virus eventually unstoppable. They say, you know what the doctors around the world are saying? You don't hear it here. We have to stop the vaccine, or we are going to strengthen this virus. That's how it was weaponized. That's what it was made to by Fauci, and you can go into whoever else you find out. Something else you need to know. Asymptomatic spread does not exist. You know what that means? Why do we wear masks? Because 14 days before you have the virus, before you have any signs, you could be infecting thousands of people and killing people and not even knowing it. They've already proved that no one has died or gotten COVID from asymptomatic spread. That is on the website. You do know that, right? That's why we're wearing masks, because you might be killing people and not knowing it. It doesn't exist. That was a hypothesis that's been proved wrong. When somebody says, where's your mask? I always go, do know, if I'm not sick, I can't make you sick. It doesn't exist. We've been lied to. Not only that, but the masks don't work. Finally, what else can I help you as a pastor do? I think if you think you've been around somebody with COVID and you want to protect yourself, I've already told you the best thing you can do is put a pot of boiling water on the stove, breathe the steam, don't burn yourself. If you do, you're a ding-dong. Somebody said, don't burn your nose. I was like, just back up until it doesn't hurt. What? Okay, at any rate, I'm not dealing with retards. Breathe the steam for 2 minutes. It kills the virus if it's in your nose, before it starts to multiply. Another thing you could do, are you ready? Did you know there's some people I talk to, they do that every day, just in case they've been around people. One person installed a sauna in their house, and he and his wife go in the sauna. They're both in the medical field. They go in the sauna at the end of every day, and they breathe the steam air, and they said they have not gotten it yet. I was like, okay, that sounds good. What else can you do? Ivermectin. You know, Indiana just declared itself 2 weeks ago COVID-free because of the widespread use of ivermectin. Indiana just did. It did not say the governor. It said Indiana government just declared itself COVID-free. They're now trying to ban this and make it illegal to bring into the States. It comes from Japan, from a soil in Japan. It's a derivative. Okay, do your own research. Well, I'm not taking horse paste. Okay, this we can get at the Amish. Here, this is $3.50. That's 7 doses, okay? This is 100% effective all across the world. Did you know Japan said, we ain't taking those vaccines. You ain't putting that junk in our people. Did you know Japan just went 100% ivermectin? Did you know there are other countries? It's dropping. Watch this. Why would I teach you that? We can get this here in our area. This is $3.50. This is the what you get prescription form. It's the exact same thing. Now, this is much more expensive. Okay, this is 20 tablets, and I think one person bought 60 tablets for $499. Okay, little price difference, right? Exact same thing. If you think you've been, you say, well, Pastor, Brother Doggett and I, we've talked. You took ivermectin. How come you went to the hospital? I took it 3 days after my fever started. I started too late. You have to start the ivermectin. Look, when COVID kicks in, the first day, I knew something was wrong. My fever hit Tuesday, but Monday, I came here to work, worked all day. I was like, something's up. I didn't know what I was getting, but I knew something was wrong, but I didn't have a fever. Next time, that's when you start taking the ivermectin. You take one dose, 5 days straight, you don't get the COVID. It's antiviral. It kills it. It's being used all over the world. Let me tell you something, what I learned, that I never want to go to the hospital again. I might cut my leg, I might be in a car wreck or something, but what they told me up at MedStar Washington Hospital, you'll take what we give you, or you'll take nothing. And the doctor looked at me and he said, do you know how many people have, thousands of people have died in that bed that you're in? I went, this is the first time I'm talking to him too. I went, then he said, how come you're not getting the vaccine? I said, you want to give me the vaccine now? I'm sick. I said, isn't that dangerous?
Oh, that threw him a curveball.
I said, doc, doesn't it bother you that the doctors that are speaking out against this are getting fired? How come that doesn't bother you? And he goes, when he left, my roommate said, you seem to know, like you've studied a lot about this. He said, if I were you, I'd keep your mouth shut. He said, if you keep correcting the doctors when they come in here like that, he said, they'll kill you. Just agree. I was like, okay, thank you for the food for thought. So you say, what'd you do after that? I kept my mouth shut. Doesn't that bother you? Okay. You can get this free if you'll look for it from frontline doctors. And there's other sources for it. The White House is trying to ban this in America and hydroxychloroquine. Okay. Both of them, all the doctors have said we have 100% cure from everybody that's using them. 100. Why are they using? What? Okay, you need to know that. Get it from the Amish. Get it off the internet. Get it. But when you think you've been around it, another thing that you need. Now I'm going to talk real fast. This is called a nebulizer. I had it. Been thinking about. Okay, you put Silver Shield in this, or food grade hydrogen peroxide. Food grade. 1 teaspoon to 4 teaspoons of water. You put that in there and you breathe it in your lungs, and then it is a tremendous help. Okay? You got to know how to take care of yourself. How about this? It's all about immune system. Here's what I take every stinking morning. I've been doing it since the COVID thing started. I've learned about the ivermectin needs to happen the moment I think I have it. Everybody else that's done it early has experienced success. I take cortisone because it amplifies. This is selenium. Vitamin D is the most important thing you can take for your immune. And most people only take like 2,000 units. You're supposed to take 10,000 to 40,000.
Well, I get out in the sun.
Right. Your face and your hands get the sun. It gets nothing. We're all vitamin D deficient unless you're taking a vitamin D supplement. It helps your immune system. Very important. Okay. Next, vitamin C. Very basic. I take it every stinking day. You should take it. Zinc. I take it. 30 mg. What is it? 30. Anyway, I don't take large counts of it. I take fish oil. And the last thing, they're trying to ban this, NAC. It helps maintain cellular health and supports respiratory function. It heals your liver. It does so much. This is so effective with COVID that doctors are using. They want this banned in America. Doesn't that bother you? So if it works, you can't have it. And if it kills you, then that's what we push. Something's bad wrong, okay? Bad wrong. Now, I think you should be taking, every home should have things to strengthen your immune, okay? Then if you get it, no problem. Get some ivermectin. It's cheap right now. And I definitely, you say, how come it's illegal? If any of this is available, it's against the law to push a vaccine that's experimental. So if this works, oh, yeah, throw that out. Oh, this works? Yeah, make this illegal, quick. So we can sell the vaccine, because there's trillions of dollars involved. You ever notice the love of money is the root of all evil? This morning, I have learned a lot. And a pastor, I know this was not a Bible subject, but with what I just went through, I wanted to pass on to our people, because here's, I don't mean to end in a dark note. The virus isn't going away, and it's going to get. So you strengthening yourself, and the vaccine does not work. 40% of all the deaths in the UK that died in the hospital were vaccinated. 40%. You want one from America? 75% in Vermont that died in the hospital of COVID only were vaccinated. It doesn't work. The FDA 3 weeks ago just said, and I hope I'm stirring some of you to do your own research, because some of you literally believe everything you're told. And that's what I'm hoping to counter. The FDA just said 3 weeks ago about the booster, shot number 3. We are not going to approve this because, listen, he said, I'm going to address the elephant in the room. We're killing 2 people to save 1. And this is insane. It got shot down. That's common. You can look that up yourself if I'm blowing smoke this morning. I'm not. Killing 2 people. The vaccine, he said, is everybody that gets the vaccine doesn't die. But the vaccine is killing more people than it's saving. Would you like to know how effective the vaccine is? They got it from Israel. It's 14% effective. Those numbers come from it. If you get it naturally, your immune system is 13 times stronger against the virus. And some of you have had it naturally. 13 times stronger against the virus than you were, obviously. So it strengthens your immune system, right? You would expect that. If you, you know what else came out of Israel? If you get the vaccine, listen closely, I'll end with this. And if you get the vaccine, you are 75 times more likely, 74. Okay, 74. You're 74 times more likely to get the, it doesn't work. And the way people are dying who die with it, it's dissolving organs, brain, lungs, liver, kidneys. It's puddles of soup. I said, you know, I don't really want to die with COVID, but I definitely don't want to die that way. The way it's killing people, it's sad what's going on. I think, right, he got the anthrax vaccine 20 years ago, and he's affected for the rest of his life. It was an experimental vaccine. Now we're in experimental vaccine number two, and they're trying to push it on the people. You may do, let me end with this. If you get the vaccine, I love you very much. I'm not your enemy. I'm for you. Amen. You say, what are you doing as a pastor? They said, what we're getting ready to see is a death rate like we have never seen before. 6,000 people, 6,300, died in Texas from the vaccine, 28 days within the vaccine time. Paralysis. How can you give this to a kid? How can you put a mask on a kid? It's insane what we're watching happen. If you get the vaccine, I love you, I'm for you. You can tell me, I won't hate you, nothing like that, okay? I'll pray for you, I pray for you anyways. But I think you need to understand what's going on. And if I've stirred your heart to do some of your own research, I hope I have, okay? But I think we as a church, I'm so glad Brother Bernie says he can't move right hand now. They gave him the Remsevier. There's several of us in the church that have had the Remsevier. I just prayed the whole time they were giving it to me. It has a 54% death rate. I think the only thing that saved us was as far as the blood test they were given before they were making the stuff. And on day five, I told them, I said, I've had enough. They said, well, this is your fifth dose. I said, I'm all done. Everybody they've given it to for 10 days straight has had organ failure, 100%. That's what happens when you go to the hospital and it's the only treatment they give. Why are they killing? I know doctors bury their mistakes, and we've said that for years, but I think what we're getting ready to see, we're living in perilous times. And Christian, I think to walk with the Lord, love the Lord, and tonight I'll give you us keeping our focus, main thing. Well, yeah, but there's so much other stuff to focus. We can't focus on that. We've got to keep our eyes on why we're here. This calls, and that's to win the lost. Amen? Because there's a lot to distract, right? I hope this helps. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this morning. I pray that you would help us.